What's the tiff?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And the off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the 2-horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the 4-horse.
I like the 6, that's the horse, that's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4, number 4, 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4 horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it, you are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. Mikey, how are you, babe?
Great. How are you doing, Jono?
That's Mike Plasters right across from me here. And you know what, folks? The man's a damn genius. I'll tell you that right now. What did you call? Which horse did you call in the Preakness?
Cloud Computing.
Hey, Let's get our production guy here, Drew. Drew, can you rewind that part right where he says all that? This is last week's show, my friends, and you can catch it at FairmontParkPodcast.com if you think I'm BSing you.
But what did we do here? What did we just talk about, jockey jumping around from horse to horse? Who rode the 6-horse?
Boom, boom, dun, 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 dun. Yeah, you're right, Castellano.
He,
yeah.
He, you know, that's the Eclipse Award-winning jockey for the last couple of years. He rode him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in a row. Now, did they take him off? Do you take an Eclipse Award-winning jockey off when your name is Antonio Sano? Or did he go to Chad Brown, a horse that he's never rode?
Well, Mike, you came through, brother. You made a lot of people some cash out there. It wasn't me, though. I wish I would have listened to you, but you bought into it. You bought between the lines, and that's what it takes to win some big races.
Yeah, the horse ran big. I liked him for the simple fact that Castellano did choose him over the horse that he had been riding before. Plus, the other 3-year-olds, like I said on the last week's show, I'm not saying they're bad horses. It's just a weaker bunch of 3-year-olds this year. Not one stood out. And coming back in 2 weeks, both the top 2 horses and the betting was just a reach for me. I chose that horse for the simple fact Castellano took the mount, and he was fresh.
Well, you can't beat a Hall of Fame jockey.
No.
I mean, that's no. One. And the way you dissected that down, Jesus. Why couldn't you make another phone call to me and just let me know? Yeah, but when I do that, when I do listen to you on those, the damn thing's already run off and finished 9th when you give me the ticket. Anyway, my friends, that's our Preakness play. You don't want to know about my plays. I had that. I had which horse did I have? I had that closer that finished like 4th, I think.
Yeah, but the race kind of set up a little bit different. You know, Le Perru was forced to go out there and hook Velasquez's horse.
I didn't understand that. Did you comprehend that, the two favorites going after each other or that early?
Yeah, well, Cassie, who trained the horse Le Perru was riding, he put the hammer down on him. And Le Perru is not a front-end jockey. He's more of a patient rider and kind of put him out of his realm. Johnny V., you know, he drew the inside of him. Mm-hmm. He's got to go. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, it's set up perfect for Cloud Computing.
I'm not kidding. And you knew those two weren't going to hold on to that.
No.
I mean, the guy said it. The announcer said it. This is a blistering speed here.
Well, actually, at the half, he said that they was going slower than they was at the in the Derby. But, you know, we'll get on this another day. It's a good topic to get on, but that time you got to throw out, especially when you're going from track to track. Time means nothing. Time means nothing.
I got to ask you about it, though. Why?
Different surface, different track bias. That track was drying out the other day. They had a lot of rain the day before. It doesn't favor speed as well when the track is drying. When the track is wet, it does favor speed.
Right. It's, you know, it's solid.
Right.
It's solid. That's a, and you know what? Slop, though, too, man, they're like on escalators.
Yeah.
Speed
yeah.
is
because. Yeah, they follow the leader.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, if you guys played Mike's pick there, congrats. And if you didn't, I tell you what, maybe you made some money. Fairmont Park, May 20th on a Saturday night. And race one, we go to the 312, Big City Matt, followed by President's Speech and Outlaw Joe. And I think, if I remember correctly here, Mike, I had Outlaw Joe here, and the crowd bought into him, too. And, he didn't fire. He didn't fire.
Well, he, you know, that was the horse that we talked about. Butler had two in that night. This horse here hadn't went long, except for I think he'd win one time long before earlier in his career. The other horse he had later on in the night, we'll get to that later, but it's just not his favorite distance. He didn't run a bad race. Big City Matt, Jerry Hammond, and Uriel Lopez win by 6.25. Comments line says much the best driving, and they hit it right on the head.
Yeah, yeah. Are you maybe I'll keep that around, but you know what? I'll throw it out there. What the hell? Are we seeing not so much the favorites showing dominance this time around? I mean, these favorites are getting beat.
Yeah, a lot of them have been getting beat. Morning line, it could be just a tad off. I don't know. We'll have to have a larger body of work to
and
go
Mike,
by.
The money, $2 exactly here, folks. Well, $1 exactly pays $30.20, 50-cent try, $37.95, and 10-cent super, not much there, $8.54 on a 10-cent wager. So that's what we have on race number one. I think you had something to do with Cody Chief in that one too, right?
No, I like Cruzanoki.
Cruzanoki, that's what you like. Okay. Well,
I was bad, but wasn't that bad.
I was one better than you there. How's that?
That's good.
We go to race number two here, and this is a claiming race, and it's for 4-year-olds and upward. It goes a 1 mile, and this one ended up being a 2.64 Hot Walker, Sergeant Green, number 6, and the 4, Crypto Gulch. Hot Walker, I didn't expect this. I really didn't think Hot Walker was going to do it. Which one did I have there? I think I had the Paris Pike. Yeah, that's why I had Paris Pike followed by Jack and John, and it seemed like they were fighting each other at the cellar there.
Yeah, I know I had Jack and John. I think I had Hot Walker either second or third, and I did like Sergeant Green to close.
I think I had him third.
I think we had both might have had him third. Yeah.
But we definitely expected Jack and John to be in the mix of it. What happens on that, Mike? I mean, you're looking at a 70 cents to a dollar horse here. Everyone played him. I mean, is this the kind of thing that you push that button? There's a red button out there and say he should have done better here and win the race possibly?
I think the race, if you look at the fractions, first quarter time and 24-1, but they went to half and 47-3. They went the second quarter faster than they did the first. We knew that we talked about Paris Pike and Susan's Wrap being on the front end, which they was. If you look at the charts, they was laying first and second up the backside. Jack and John was laying a little closer than what he normally does when he goes a route, and he might have been that might have cost him all chances at the end. He got a little flattened out at the end. And if you look at Hot Walker and Sergeant Green, they come from second to last and last, and only one.
Well, I had Susan finishing, but I'm saying to you, God, you were in it. There's no excuses.
No.
If you're Jack and John, you've got no excuses. And that plays a big role, too, because a lot of times we look at the form and we go, hey, you know what? It could have been on slop. It could have been on synthetic. It could have he could have been bumped. He could have been bothered. This one, he seems like he was in control. Something went wrong here. Something went wrong. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. The price tag on this one. Let me get it on here. Where you at, boy? All right, here we go. Wow. Exacta, $2 Exacta, $124.60 on $2, my friends. Trifecta 264, $166 on a 50-cent trifecta, $166.90. And a $1 daily double, 3-2, paid $59. I'm telling you what, Mikey, there's some money to be made here.
Money to be made. All you had to do was throw the favorite out and pick some numbers, and
yeah,
you could make a little bit of money.
By the way, I count that Crypto Gulch out every time now, and he proves me wrong.
Yeah.
He proves me wrong.
He's pretty honest at the end.
We're going to the race number three here. It's for fillies and mares, three-year-old and upward. I think this is a one-mile race, too. First 5,200, and let's see what we got here. We got the four, Classical Sky, followed by Ensenador, the two-horse, and the seven here, Just Sky. Now, the key to this one, Mike, I really think that my horse on top was scratched.
Who did you have on top?
I had, where the hell was he? I got to check this out here.
Yes.
Scratch. Castle Dreams.
Yep. He was scratched.
Now, Castle Dreams comes out of this thing. I'm thinking, and the crowd bought right into this.
Mm-hmm.
They love Tommy Tryon's horse here. And I tell you what, he gave everything he had here. I mean, he didn't pull back. They gave everything they had. Horse and jockey worked great together here, and it just seemed like the two horse was just tiring. And
yeah,
you could see Victor just working everything. If Victor could have carried the horse in,
right,
he would have done it at that moment. But it seemed like it was all Victor just asking the horse, I just need 10 more yards from you. And here's this four just charging from the outside. Jesus Christ. The damn thing's got a heart like my gut here. You know what I mean? That was a big effort here by the four horse, Classical Sky. I had to exact the box since Castle Dreams or Castle Dreams got vetted. And do they do that at the gate, Mike, or do they do that at the paddock? When do they do that?
She was scratched earlier that morning.
Okay, that morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so this wasn't a. Is there something to for our first time listeners? Is there something to look into that?
I think she was scratched with colic. It's and like for human being, they belly ache. You know, just had a little sickness go through, and they decided not to run her.
Now, how would the vet know about that?
Well, she might have been running a temperature, being uncomfortable, didn't eat. You know, might not have ate breakfast good. They checked her, had a vet check, and decided to scratch her.
I got you. Other than that, folks, this race played out the way I had it. That's why we call it exact the box. I had the 2-4 here, and it paid off here a little bit. What'd you think of this one, Mike?
Well, I can't remember who I picked on top, but I know it wasn't the winner. I did like Ensenador, and you were saying earlier, she did get everything that she had, and jockey did too. But that filly, we looked back. I called the trainer yesterday and talked to him. She did the same thing at Indiana Downs last year. And Victor maybe should have knew this because he went and rode her over there. But this was her first time out this year. When she gets to the front, she just acts like the race is over with. And when they turned for home, she was in front
like
by
that.
Two, and she put her head up kind of.
I thought she was so green.
Yeah, she was just pulling herself up.
Yeah, and it just seemed like Victor was like, hey, idiot, we're still not there. We're not there yet. Give me a little bit more.
Yeah, that's
and
exactly
around
what
that turn, around that turn, this whole ship started to fall apart. And I'm like, oh, hey, they're coming. They're coming. Maybe you can still hold. Nope. Yeah, Tommy, you'll be back. I'm sure this horse will get it back. So what do you do with this? I mean, do you
wait to make your move? No, you wait to make your move a little later on.
Okay.
When he come around the turn, he looked like a winner. He was rolling up on the outside and just not ask her at all. And then when he opened up two links on the head of the stretch, you could see the ears go forward. And then all of a sudden the ears went back and she started just kind of sticking her toes in. This is the terms that the horsemen use. And there was no getting her back into gear. He tried, but he couldn't do it.
All right, so let's move on to race number four. Race number four here, we've got a starter optional claimer here. This is not a bad race here, my friends. Purse 8,000, and let's see, for fillies and mares, four-year-old and upward. Forget what I had here. Let's go with what the winners were. We had the five-horse Tris Cat winning it, followed by Dandy Rap, and the three-horse Congrats, Honey. And if you play the Superfecta here, we'll throw in the one-horse Carol's Case. You got any explanation on this one?
Well, I had Dandy Rap and Congrats, Honey, and I think maybe you might have had it the same way, maybe vice versa.
Yeah.
We both liked Carol's a Case, maybe to pick up some at the end. Holy Hoot, we liked her. She didn't fire whatsoever.
No.
Tris Cat come up and ran a big race, and she got the money. Simple as that. She just Dandy Rap was her first time out of the year. Maybe she needed one. That's how it played out.
How is the track playing right now, Mike?
It was very equal Saturday night. The speed wasn't dominant, nor was it hindering.
Did you see any bias in the outside lanes, inside lanes? What's going on there?
I think the from like the three path out was a little better than actually being buried down on the rail.
Just throwing this out there. When as a track do you start, you know what? I'm seeing more outside horses coming in. The 1, 2, 3 lanes not scoring here. We got to get them back on the map here. Do you come in and just resurface it or something like that? What do you do with that?
Well, after a race like the fourth, on paper, Dandy Rap should never get outrun by Tris Cat. Mm-hmm. And Dandy Rap had to rail. And she, she broke from the two hole and she took the lead up the backside, got right to the rail. Tris Cat, I think, stalked behind her maybe two or three lengths.
She wasn't giving in either.
No. They was both running at the end, and I would say after that race, them jocks would probably go back and watch that replay and say, hey, you know what, maybe this outside here is just a little bit faster lane than the inside.
All right. Well, I think we did have something to do with the exacta there. Would have loved to see Carol's case, I don't know what happened there. I just I don't see anything but in any case, that's who I had for third, and I'll look at these horses again. Why not? You know,
right.
One race doesn't decide anything. The payoffs on this one: $2 exacta, 5-2 paid $52. A 50-cent try, 5-2-3, and that paid $35.25, and a $1 daily double, $31. I'll take a $31 daily double any day, my friends.
Oh yeah.
And a 10-cent super, 5-2-3-1, paid $43.77. Race number five, we go to maiden special weight. And we've got the five horse on top here. See you later, bye. Followed by Bumpity Bump Bump, the one horse. And the four horse, Hide the Green. And I wish I would have hid the green here because I kind of bought into your horse here, Mike. I bought into your horse here, finishing dead last. I think he's still running there. Dakota's Wager. And Santiago rode it, and something had to go wrong here. You got any excuses on this one?
Not really an excuse. The horse had one prior lifetime start, and I had Victor Balon was on the horse, and we discussed this last week. She just broke and just galloped around there. We decided to put the more experienced jock, Santiago, on. The trainer and I had a conversation, and he wanted to put Victor on to see what was going on with the horse. And if you look on the charts, she was laying fourth up the backside, kind of in the mix. She was like 7 or 8 lengths off the lead, and when they got to the turn, she absolutely bolted to the outside fence.
I noticed that.
He pulled her up more or less, and he couldn't guide her. Now,
Why is that?
We don't know. She doesn't do it in the mornings. Maybe the lights. I don't know. Something is not quite right with her. But I gave her a shot on the podcast last week for the simple fact is we didn't see anything the first time. And unfortunately, we didn't see anything really at all the second time.
What do you do with a horse like this? I mean, obviously, you're going to get big money put on if it's a maiden special weight again. But as a owner, why would you even put it? No one's going to touch your horse.
Well, they've got a perfect opportunity to drop her down from maiden allowance to maiden 4,000.
Right.
And some work with Tom will do a good job. Tom, he's going to do the right thing for the horse and for the owner. Our former governor, Mr. Edgar, owns her. And I would say she'll probably be running for a price tag the next time out.
No question about it. And on top of that, you could pick up a condition on the horse.
Right.
So, again, no one's going to touch it. And in reality, you may not mind if someone touches it.
Right. It's possible.
So, you know what? It's a no-lose situation in my book. So that's how I'm looking at it. And perfect. Thank you for telling me that because I was thinking the same thing. I had in this one, I had Play Ra Wan. I had that one. And you know what? I might as well have finished that last two because I took, again, the crowd's money, 220. I bought into Casey striking out again. I'm telling you, Mike, you're seeing favorites get beat this year.
Yeah. That horse there was probably
a lot of competition this year.
That horse there was probably the favorite for the simple fact of not the connection so much as coming from Hawthorne, running against a little bit better class horses up there, and he didn't run any different here.
You know, which goes to, you know, just on a broad basis here, you got Santiago at 8-1 horse here. Would Dave Gall ever been 8-1?
Well, if that horse, if you remember correctly, that horse there was 15-1 in the morning line.
Right.
And I told you she'd take some action. And she did.
She did early, and that was all the backside betting right there.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then when the public got notice of it, that's when it cooled down and went up again at 8-1. Anyway, let's move on here. We got race six coming up, and race six, allowance optional claimer here, and this is for three-year-olds and upward. Non-winners are three races, and this ended up being a 5-1-3 D-Rapper, Santiago, and the one horse, Yaba Daba Do Lopez, and number three here, Future Express. Well, you only made 10 cents on this one. But you know what? It was a perfect play for your pick threes, your pick fours, whatever you're playing out there. This was the horse, your single.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a single of the night. And I give a little shout-out to Uriel Lopez in this race. Yabba Dabba Doo on paper didn't look like he figured. You see, he went off at 14-1. D-Rapper looked like pretty much lone speed. But Lopez had a rail draw, and he sent this horse for all he was worth early. Santiago had the comfort of sitting outside and doing what he wanted to do. He just sat there, and when they turned for home, he asked the horse to run, and he prevailed. But Yabba Dabba Doo could have finished last in this race. But
do you look at this horse now? Do you look at Yabba Dabba Doo? We've established the D-Rapper, but now the interest here is, do people circle this horse Yabba Dabba Doo and put it on the horse watch list?
Yeah, you got to. I mean, like I said, he went off at 14-1, had no shot in a race, it didn't look like. And he outrun Future Express. Future Express was a proven horse. Flying Mr. K was very competitive at Oaklawn. He run in front of him, and Jazzy Sun is an old hard-knocking horse from Chicago. So you got to look at Yabba Dabba Doo the next time you're
out. Yeah, these were all big-time tavern guys there. I mean, none of them were slouches, so all of them held their own. And, yeah, I had I think I had Flying Mr. K or Future. I had D-Rapper, but I don't know which one I had for second and third here. Anyway, I forgot, actually, my friend, so I don't have it with me. But D-Rapper was our choice there, so was it for everybody else. And the $2 exacto, wow, $25 still. Trifecta paid $16.30.
That was a
gift. And mind you, this is on the 10 cent coming back to you. This is an incredible amount. The daily double, 5-5, that makes sense, $4.10. And a 50-cent pick three. Look at this, Mike. 5-5-5.
Hmm.
You know what? They ought to have something like that. If it ends up being all numbers like that, you ought to get double whatever's right. in there. We're going to have to talk to – we're going to get Brian on here. Maybe we can arrange something like that. That'd be nice. It'd be kind of interesting, really. I mean, what's the chance of that happening?
Yeah.
5-5-5 on your pick three. Pay $13 on a 50-cent play. And we go to our last race here, race number 7 for 3-year-olds and upward, which have not won a race in 2 races in 2016. And this is a, what is this? How long is it? 6 furlong on dirt. Here we go. The 2-horse, Jaguar Ridge, followed by 1, Stratahalen, and the 3, Street Rage, and the 4, D-Zip on your superfecto. You see anything out of norm here?
I think we was pretty much all over this race, if I remember correctly. I know you like the Strathallan horse to hit the board. I don't know if I had Street Rage to win or Jaguar Ridge, but I think we did have the top three, but I can't remember exactly what order we had them in.
Yeah, and that was a good – I mean, you follow that up with a 9-1 and an 8-1 here, my friends. You're doing something right. We didn't buy into the 7.
No.
We didn't buy into the 7, and – the 7 got some looks, man. Almost 3-1 here.
Yeah. Yeah, he got a lot of looks. He was a little closer than usual early, and I think that might have hindered his chances of winning the race.
Right. And our $2 exacta, 2-1, paid $22. 50-cent try, 2-1-3, paid $21. And the 10-cent super, 2-1-3-4, paid $12.35. I know what you guys are saying. Those were long odds coming from the backside. But, again, you're beating a horse right now that was less than a dollar. So, you know what? That's still pretty good money if you think about it. And the 50-cent pick four here, 5-5-5-2, paid $46 on a 50-center. Those are chalky plays, too.
Yep.
Well, Mike, let's forget about the past. Let's have a little amnesia here, and let's move on to – did I say that right? Amnesia?
Yeah,
amnesia.
Close enough.
Yeah. Hey, did we give up when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? All right, so we're going to race number 1 here, May 23 here, folks. Tuesday, matinee racing at Fairmount Park. And, you know, I'm excited about this card. I know you were kind of, like, iffy about it, but I like it. I like it, I tell you. The first race, it's an allowance optional claiming $10,000, and it's going 6 furlongs. What do you like here, Mike?
Well, in the first race, I'm going with the outside horse for the main reason. It's going to be Tuesday afternoon. The earlier in the card, I think, the better the speed holds. This horse looks like he could be Lone Speed Amarok for Becker and Santiago. He went in the last start at Arlington. He ran a real big race up there, and if he likes the dirt, he should be able to handle these, although I really like the 3-horse to be closing fast, Cat's Runaway. He ran a real game second the last time out to another one of Becker's horses that had been winning in Chicago.
So you had it, what, 2?
5-3.
5-3.
Amarok on top of Cat's Runaway. And for third, I'm going to use Looking for Love, the 1-horse.
The 1-horse. Okay, let's see what I got on this one. I've got on this one, I'm looking at this one. No, looking at it. I'm turning the pages, actually. I'm looking at the 5. And 5-3-4 is what I have here. The 5-horse being Amarok. And has the best numbers. Best numbers on paper here. And it's going off at 8-5. You know what? I'm buying into that. And then I'm going with the 5. Or, I'm sorry, that was the 5. Then I'm going with the 3, actually. And that is Cat's Runaway. And then I'm going with number 4 here, Royal Commish. The 3-horse to me. Now, here's an aspect that I got to bring up to you. Now, there's 5 in this race.
Right.
Okay, so why... why does he enter? Why does Bentler also enter this 2-horse?
Well, you can ask the same question.
No, I can't, because that one's a real player too. Not like this one. This one doesn't seem like it belongs with this group. Now, unless you're very confident about your five horse here, or not your five horse. What's the other Bentler horse?
Three.
The three. Unless you're very confident with the three and you want this race to go.
That's exactly probably the reason he did it. I mean,
he's got a lot of confidence
in this colt. I'm telling you, this colt can run. Don't count him out one bit in here. Cats Runaway is a nice little horse.
Right.
And I can see your point on Dr. Lechte.
Dr. Lechte doesn't belong in this race.
Well, you know, last week, if you remember correctly, Yabba Dabba Doo didn't look like he belonged in there, too.
I know. You know what? We're looking at a fluke here because you look at this, Mike. This horse on paper does not belong with this group.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying to you right now, Bentler said, I got a horse I could throw in here. I got to get this race to go. He is pumped up about this three horse. I still have it 5-3-1 here. What did you have?
5-3-1.
5-3-1 also? Beautiful.
You had 5-3-4, right? You had Royal Commission for third?
No, I had 5-3-4.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote that wrong there. So I had 5-3-4, and you had 5-3-1.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. See? I told you I was going to have some conspiracy. Huh? We're going to race number two here, folks, and we got an allowance optional claiming 10,000 going 6 furlongs for fillies and mares that have never won two races, optional 10,000. You know what? What do you got on this one?
Well, I kind of stayed at home on this. I went with the Becker Santiago horse, Sunny Summer, and it sounds like, oh, well, he's just on the bandwagon because he rides a lot for Scotty, but this horse here, she won her last start, and she outrun a filly of Tom Doris's that just came back and won last Tuesday by 13.25 lengths. So I got to give her a shot here against the non-two company.
What number was that, Mike?
Three. Sunny Summer. Followed by Praise 'Em, the five horse for Eddie Essen Price, and for third I've got the four. Inside No Five for Jim Watkins.
So what do you got? What's your three?
3-5-4.
3-5-4. All right, yeah, this is my other one here that you start thinking about here. All right, folks, I went with this one being a 5-4-2. And I'll tell you, I'm gonna pull them up here. And Mike, I may make you a believer after this.
I don't think so.
We're going with the five horse. And I'll tell you why. We got an allowance optional claimer here, 10,000. I love what it did in that last race, okay? Then the favorite on this race is the, which one is he?
Four.
The four. Is it the four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How does the four finishes behind my horse?
Right.
And I'm ruling that one out. I'm taking that spot. I'm going to take that spot. You gave everything you had there, and you still came short of beating me, right?
Altered out stretch. Look at the comment line.
Yeah, I didn't read the comment line there. What are you talking about? Okay. All right.
Altered out stretch, yielded.
That's the horse's fault, though.
No, it could have been traffic. It was probably traffic. I'm sure Molina didn't just take a right-hand turn for no reason. Traffic, he had to steadier. And if you look back at the, go back to the, there you go. Horse had not run. That was the first time she had run since April of 2016. So she hadn't run in 11 months.
Which one is that?
She hasn't run in.
What number?
No, 13 months. So inside No Five.
Okay.
So 13-month layoff. She comes back and runs a respectable third or fourth.
A fourth.
And then if you look down two lines down, she had a 90 speed rating against maiden special weights. She looks like she could, to me, she looks like she figures in here.
Okay, I'm saying to you, I beat this horse, so she's going to have to come after me, okay?
Right.
That's the way I'm looking at it. I got the, let's see here. I said I got the 5. I got the 5-4-2. I got the 4. I got the 4 being second, and I got the 2 horse here. Taking 4-1 here, Audrey and Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't done much that could hurt her. I mean, this horse definitely, I feel, can catch the tail end of this.
So you left Sunny Summer out. the three.
I did. I did leave her out.
Well,
and
you're swinging for the fences.
Well, you know, that sometimes you got to go that route. And I got summer, sunny summer here. I got Barn Keeps Moving Forward. Gets a big welcome from the top three here. I don't think it belongs in this class, Mike.
Okay.
I just don't see this horse made in special weight. 9,500. Okay, you did that. You were in the front end. But your numbers didn't stand out. Now you're taking on the five here. I got some bigger numbers here to play with. I mean, these are bigger buyer numbers, bigger power numbers than your three horse. There's three horse and a rating on it, 53. I don't know how. You know what? It's the whole combination here. I really look at between Becker and Santiago. That's it. That's what makes this one a special 3-1 here. We go to a third race here. We got a maiden claiming 4,000. That's a 1 mile race. And I got this one, Mike. I got my big upset special here.
Okay.
All right. My upset special here on this, folks, is going to be the one horse. I got the one horse winning here, and that is Nevajas. What is that? Nevajas?
Navajas.
Navajas Rain. And that's a Santiago horse there. He's going to be on this horse. And I tell you what, I love this horse. Let's give the order here. I got a 1-4-7, and let's go on to the screen here and check this out. What has this horse done so wrong that this horse is 8-1? I really, honestly, God, if you look at who they have as favored here, they have the two horse here, and if you look at the time here, if you just look at that one mile time, he shot a 150.
Yeah, it was really slow.
Very slow, and you still lose by a half a length. Now you go to the one horse, the one I'm looking at here. I mean, he's running about what time these horses are running here. I know it's stretching it out and all that, but this horse, is much more fit than the favorite here. The favorite's going to be, what, the two horse or the four horse, and I really don't see it. And the seven horse here, it's in the same race as that other one. And again, 150. 150 is the winning time here. And you got an 8-5 horse on top here on a maiden claiming at the bottom, 4,000. And what a slow time. They still couldn't put it away. I'm telling you right now, it sets up perfectly for this 8-1 horse by Campbell, Sandia. And something about it, and I know you're responsible for it. You've seen something in this. You've seen something that you liked, and you brought this horse on board with your jockey.
Yeah, that horse there, like you said, he's coming from up north in Chicago. Spicy Pepper was the favorite, I believe, last time, and you hit the nail on the head with the fractions, and it was an unbelievably slow race and still couldn't get the job done. And sometimes you just step outside and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to try to find something that I think I can beat.
With the second and third place horse, right. Mike, I think you even had the fourth place horse here in the spot. I think they're all in it. All the main characters are in it. And these guys ran 2, 3, 4, 5 or something like that.
Yeah, they was all right there.
And it's all based on that 150 race.
Yeah.
So this opens up a whole new Pandora box for the one horse.
I think what might happen in this race, since he did draw the rail, I look for Victor, since his horse is coming off sprints. Spicy Pepper went to the lead last time, the 7, and Victor rode him. I think Victor sends this horse and tries to back the fractions down like he can, and I think you're spot on with this race. I really like this horse to win this spot. And I went with Spicy Pepper 2nd and Wazja doing 3rd.
Oh, you had my horse on top too?
Yeah.
Excellent. Because, you know, people are going to buy into it, and that's another thing. Folks, listen to the show here. Don't buy into the board. Don't buy into the board, because I'm telling you right now, this 2-1 and 8-5 is very deceiving, 2-1 and 8-5, and it's based on their last race.
Which was weak.
Which was a very weak race.
They got a 20 speed rating.
20 speed rating. That's I mean, how can I throw money into a chalk that's a 20 speed rating and finish in such a horrible race?
Right.
Okay. So that's our 8-1 play here, and I guess John and Mike, we're buying into it. 8-1 here, one horse, Nevaeh's Reign or Nevaeh's, whatever. You know what we're saying when you're cashing that ticket. You won't even care anyway. Let's go here to the fourth race, and we got a claiming 5,006 furlong, and this is for 4-year-old and upward, which have not won a race in 2017. Now you may see some horses popping out of the woodwork that's 7, 8, 9 years old here, Mike.
Yeah, and get strapped in here, guys, because the fourth race, you've got the outside two horses is both loaded with speed. You've got Roski breaking out of the four hole and Georgie, my boy, dropping in class down to the $5,000 level, which he's never seen in his life. Santiago jumps aboard for Frank Randazzo. These two old-timers is going to be 22-45 on the front end, and it's going to be survival of the fittest here, in my opinion. I look for I'm going to go with class here. Nothing against Roski at all, but I'm going to go with the hot hand of Santiago, Georgie, my boy, winning the race. Roski, I look for him to hang on for second, and I'm going to go with an outsider here to come on and run third. I like the Highway 54 horse for Mike Durham.
Wow. I tell you what, the first two, this could be a pay-per-view matchup.
Yeah.
When these two hook up, this could be like my old days here watching at Fairmont Park, Irish Zen taking on a Battle Cat or something like that.
Yeah.
Because these two, when they it just seems like they're perfectly matched here. And I'm taking the Georgie My Boy route on this one because I think the class, like Mike says, if you need any fingernail or anything to separate these two, it's got to be Georgie My Boy with his class. He just ran a starter optional claimer there, and the claiming open 12,500 at Hawthorne. This horse hasn't taken the easy way out, my friends. Eight times at Fairmont Park, two wins, two places, and two shows. I know it doesn't have the record as Roski does here. Roski, 31 starts, 13 wins, six place, and two show. Folks, this is going to be a good one. But on the third place spot, it's not even going to matter because these two are going to go off at exactly what it is on the board here, 7-5 and 8-5. But if you're going to play the try, I'm kind of jumping on the two horse here, and that is our Silver Pegasus, and that's Lopez Jerry Hammond horse here. Mike, 24 races, mm-hmm. 24 races at Fairmont Park, and 22 of them have been in the money.
Yeah, he's a hard-knocking old horse.
It's something that you can't avoid. I'm going to give the horse a props up here. I'm going to buy into it. I think you'll have enough for third, my friend. I'm not going to give up on that because – you know what? You've had the horse loves to compete at Fairmont Park. Now it comes back and look, right off the get-go, this horse was doing crappy everywhere.
Yeah, he was.
And then they bring him here, and boom, the thing likes to start it up again. He's going to get it going again.
Hopefully he'll be able – he's coming off of a 11-month layoff, though. He hadn't run since June of last year.
And that's going to be plenty for third place.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think he could be third in here.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on here to the fifth race. We got a claiming 4,006 furlong, and that's for 3-year-old and upward, which have never won two races.
Mm.
And now we're getting into
– good luck.
Yeah, good luck. All right. So what do you got here, babe?
I'm going with Golden Gift, the two horse, Wilborn, Gino Velasquez. For second, I'm using Posh's Road, the four, for Steve Manley and Brooke Stillion. And for third, I got to give Mike Nance and Molina the nod there, Shake 'Em Up.
And what number is that, Mike?
Five, Shake 'Em Up.
Five. All right, and on this one, I chose a little differently. A little differently I did. I went with the four on top, Pasha's Road,
mm-hmm.
and followed by the two, Golden gift and the five shake 'em up. So
we had the top two flip flops.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we did. And with me, I'm looking at this more on the four because you know what? I like what it's raced in. I love this trainer. I love Manly. Manly, he'll have the war paint on him and the horse and everyone around the horse. That's how this man takes this game here. And I love Pasha's Road here. I like the horse to win this one, and I like Nance to be right there following. So I like it, Mike. I like a 5-4-2 or a 4-5-2.
Yeah, we on the same page in a tough race.
Excellent.
Tough race.
Excellent. So that's what you guys got on that one. We got a 6-furlong, 6th race here. Allowance optional claim in 5,000. And it's for fillies and mares 3-year-old and upward. Non-winners of a race other than maiden. Not so good here. Not so good here.
I think there's a standout in here.
And we'll see if I got it.
Okay, you go first.
All right, I'll go first here. And this is the 6th race, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no standout here. I got Dr. Wynn Kyle here. I think the horse really stands out here. I got a 3-4-2, and I know I'm playing the chalk here, but how can you beat this horse?
I think you hit the nail right on the head again. I've got 3-4-2 as well. Dr. Wynn Key breaks, goes to the front. Foxy's Beauty, nice whole hard knocking mare. She runs hard every time.
But she's going to give up the stretch, but still have further distance from the pack, right?
Yeah. Okay. Sharpsburg, I think, will be third.
And that's the 2. And that's 6-1. And why not? The closer, deep closer stretch. Take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's what we got on this one. It's not going to be much, but I definitely think that you may be walking to the window with this one. A nice ticket here. 7th race, we got a maiden claiming 4,000, 6-furlong. They make it tough on the last part of pick 4, Mike.
Yeah, this is a hard one to pick here.
This is for fillies and mares, 3-year-old and upward, all maiden claiming here, 4,000. Is this the bottom of the barrel right now?
Illinois,
I guess state bred would be.
Illinois state bred bottom,
yep.
Period.
All
this
right.
This is their last hurrah here to try to get started. I went with the, how are you, Becky Sue, the 2-horse, Nance Molina again. I'm going to throw a little bit of a, I don't know what her odds are. What is the odds of the 3-horse?
3-horse is 9-2.
Yeah, not too much of a long shot, but she only ran once, run 4th, got beat 5 lengths. I look for her to run 2nd.
Okay.
And for 3rd, I'm going to go with the 6, Daddy Was a Hustler, Rosendahl, and the girl again, Brooke Stillion.
Okay. Would you like to throw one more in there for the super?
Superfecta, sure. Let's go to the rail draw with Watkins. Doris Stella.
And what number?
Number 1.
Number 1. So Mike's pick on the last race here, folks, is the 2-3-6-1 is what we have with Mikey. And I'll tell you what I like here, Mike. I like the 3-horse on top, and I'll get to each one here. The 8-horse to come 2nd. Followed by the 7, followed by the 2. And let's see what we got here. We got the 3-horse. What did you do wrong? You did nothing wrong. You were coming. You had your ears back, and you look like a kick-ass first-timer.
Mm-hmm.
You never gave in the ground, and you kept coming, and I love to see that out of first-timers. This is where you want to be right here, my friends. I got the 3-horse on top. And then we went with the 8-horse. And the 8-horse, it's an Eddie Essen Price first-time starter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Debut. Look at the debut on a maiden claimer here, 50%. That's nails. That's nails. You don't find that. There's not much out here on this race to prove me wrong here. I'll take a first-time starter anytime. And then, you know what, I'll back it up here and take the 7-horse at 10-1, both 10-1 horses here, folks, and that's at the wire, and it comes from a damn good barn, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're taking a good swing here. Here, this follows into the category of a lot of these horses has run numerous times and hadn't showed much. And, Jono, you're going with a couple of first-timers here that hasn't done anything wrong. So I can see what you're doing.
They come from a good family.
Yep.
They come from a good background. I'm buying into it. Now, look, you got horse like the 5, 10 starts, nothing happening. You got the 4 horse, 15-1, and it's had 14 starts and only got second or third twice.
Right.
And the other horse here, the 3-1, how are you, Becky Sue? Let's throw that last one out. Let's just throw that last one out. Now you're where you belong.
Right.
With this field. Other than that, I think, you're bringing a maiden special weight resume that you competed well with.
Yeah.
Just that last race, throw that out. But I got you picked third. You could move up to possibly a second or, you could possibly do that, a second or third. But I like the price that I'm seeing from these first-timers.
Yeah, they're good prices. And if the 2-horse How Are You Becky Sue does run back to her form of last year with all that speed she shows, she will be tough. She'll be tough, and you know Molina's going to be on the front end. He's a great gate boy. He gets horses out of the gate good. That's why I used him on top. But I can see, your bottom 2 horses. First-timers, both come from good trainers. And
Mind you, though, I do love the 3 horse here.
Betty's Bullet, yeah.
Yeah, I the 7 and 8 horse, I definitely think they're going to be in the trifecta mix or exacta mix. And that's a good money, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
That's something that you can't pass up here. At 10-1, I think I would definitely throw them in with my exactas and my supers and so forth.
Sure, I agree.
All right. That's what we got, my friends. That's our 7 races. And you know what? Have you seen anything different at Fairmont? Anything standing out a little differently in the racing world, Mike?
Not really. We're expecting some people to come in from Nebraska. That's going to have around 40 or 45 head between the 3 of them.
Wow.
That's going to help the horse population on the backside and help us fill the races. The crowds are phenomenal. People are coming out every day. We've got, a full bunch of people there.
People are listening to the show,
people
too.
People are listening to the show, coming to the racetrack. They're betting. It's just a good place to be. And like last Saturday night, I think we touched on it the other day on the show. The first 3 races, I think, was a mile race. The evening before it did start raining a little bit in the 5th, the first 3 or 4 races was dry. The patrons and the kids got to be able to come down close to the starting gate and get close to the horses where they were starting. And I think that's nice of Fairmont to run them mile races early so the kids can get down and get a good shot at the horses.
Isn't it amazing, too, how Fairmont Park is just defying time?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like you're going back in time.
Yeah.
Every time you go out there, it's not like the progressive casinos and everyone just moving around. When you're out there, my friends, I mean, you're there and you kind of forget everything around you and you focus in on that horse that you bet on.
Yeah.
And your buddies.
Exactly. And if you the people that hasn't been there, it's worth coming out. What you need to do is maybe turn on TVG one afternoon in Belmont Park. Let's use that one for an example. That's one of the most prestigious tracks in the world. Turn in on a Wednesday afternoon or a Thursday afternoon and watch your feed over the on the television, and you might see 25 people out and watching the
no
races.
No question.
And in Fairmont Park, there's people all around you, and it's like a fair atmosphere, and people have a good time.
What was that movie? Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams, yeah.
And that's what we have here. I mean, I tell you, it's great seeing the public out there. They buy into it, and it keeps culture and tradition alive. I love it. And, folks, that's going to do it for our show this week. Tune in to FairmontParkPodcast.com. And if you're a big Carnal fan, you are, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
You're a big-time Carnal fan. And, folks out there, listen to TwoBirdsOnABat.com. And these guys, I tell you what, they bring in some people. On call-ins, big-time ball players, whatever's out there, part of the Carnal Nation out there, they're part of. It's a great site. So check that out. Check that podcast out. It's called twobirdsonabet.com. You can't go wrong with that. And make all your plays of winners. I know that's tough, but if you shoot at 15, 20%, you're doing all right, my friends. Mike, anything left on that?
That's it for me. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. From Jono and Mike, we are out of here, my friends.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.